You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. My name is Alan and I'm really enjoying looking at some of Jesus' parables with you this week. Today's reading is Matthew 25. Verses 14 to 30, the parable of the talents, or as the latest NIV translation says, the parable of the bags of gold. The story starts like this in verses 14 and 15. Again, it, the kingdom of God, will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave five bags of gold, to another two bags, and to another one bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The story goes on. The first two servants invest the money that they've been given and earn the same amount as they've received. However, the third servant, who was given one bag of gold, was afraid, so he hid his gold in a hole in the ground. When the master returned, the first two servants were commended for being good and faithful. But the third, the fearful and, as it says, worthless servant, was scolded and thrown outside, and the bag of gold that he had was taken from him and given to the first servant. Jesus is telling the story to teach us something about the coming kingdom of God. And like all this week's podcasts, it's about the moment when Jesus will return and make all things new. On Monday, we looked at keeping our hearts from growing cold by exercising forgiveness. On Tuesday, we looked at the story of the wise and wicked servants, teaching us to do what we have been instructed to do by God, even when no one is looking. Yesterday, we read about the 10 virgins, learning about taking personal responsibility for our own actions. So what about today and the parable of the bags of gold? Well, I think today's reading is quite straightforward. Like the servants, all Christians have been entrusted with something precious by God. This may be riches and wealth, but we know that Jesus also teaches about the foolishness of accumulating wealth that we can't take with us into eternity. Instead, Jesus here is talking about each person's gift and talents that they have been given. And as it says in verse 15, they have been given according to our ability. Now, do you ever look around you and think, if only I was more like them, I would be much better at doing life? I know I do. I am incredibly thankful to be married to Helen. Helen is awesome, and she is one of the most capable people that I know. She is organized and disciplined. She works hard and gets a huge amount accomplished each day. She is able to hold a long list in her head of all she needs to do every day. And once, I remember a time when she was feeling a little overwhelmed with all she had to do, she sat down and committed what was in her head to paper. And in doing so, she filled, in a matter of moments, two sides of A4 paper full of jobs and lists of things that she needed to do. Now, experience has taught me that I can hold a list of not 100 things or more in my head, but 3. My memory can hold 3 things that I need to do in any given day at any one time. Now, and if I try to put more in, other things fall out to make space. It's as if in this area she has been given an abundance of riches, 5 bags of gold, and I have been given only 1, and I think that that might be being generous. Maybe you look around and you see people who are great at hospitality, great listeners, fantastic at organising people. You see people who have an awesome knowledge of the Bible, who have loads of friends, or who are tall, or are thin, or are rich, or are educated, or married, or single. The list goes on and on and on. And one of God's big 10, the 10 Commandments, says that we shouldn't covet. We shouldn't look at what other people have or haven't got and be jealous. It doesn't get us anywhere. It only makes us feel weak and lacking. Instead, we are to be thankful, to be content, and, as this parable teaches us, to make the best use of what we have been given. The story of the bags of gold teaches us that we have each been given gifts according to our ability. We have exactly what God in his wisdom has decided to give us. And so it's not something to worry about or to boast about, simply to be thankful. And being thankful is the best launch pad for us to do what God is asking us to do. And that's simply to make the best of what we have been given. For example, the Bible teaches us to practice hospitality. Now, if you have a big house, why not invite lots of people round? But if you have a tiny house, why not simply invite one person round? The number of people is not important, but making use of what God has given us is. Today, let's take time to take stock of all that God has given us, not to be boastful, but to be thankful. Let us be thankful. Let us let gratitude well up in us, no matter how much or how little we think we have been given. Let us put what we have been given, to work for God and his wonderful kingdom. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have given us so much. Help us to take our eyes off other people's gifts and treasures and be content with what we have. Father, show us the gifts that you have given us that we are keeping hidden away, and help us to use them to serve you and others. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I had not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out. Great. is broken.